It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. A City of Austin commission will vote tonight on changes it recommends to a new land development code. These are rules that determine what can be built in the city and where. It's the last commission vote before council members start voting in December. For those who aren't urban planners or builders, it can all seem a little confusing. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey is here to tell us about three terms you should know when reading about the code. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Jennifer.
All right, so Audrey, before we get into all of the vocabulary that you have, let's back up a bit. How did we even get here?
So folks might remember that in 2012, the City of Austin voted on a new comprehensive plan. And basically, this was a big plan of like hopes and wishes and dreams for the city in the next 20 to 30 years. Basically saying, this is what we want our city to look like. This is how we want it to function. And the whole big idea was this phrase called compact and connected. This idea that you could get around the city more easily, that you could work, live, play in the same neighborhood, that we had better public transportation, more housing. And so in order to do that, many elected officials agreed we needed to rewrite our land development code. And one of the big hopes in rewriting this land development code is that we'd have all different types of housing in all parts of this city. So we'd have big apartment buildings, things like townhomes or duplexes or single detached houses, all in different parts of the city. And there's kind of there's a word for a diversity of housing that people use.
And what's that word?
So a lot of people might have heard the phrase missing middle housing. So this is one of the big goals of the new land code. It's to get, as I mentioned, different types of housing in the city. So right now, if you drive around Austin, if you're driving down North Lamar, you might see big apartment buildings with hundreds of apartments. If you drive into a neighborhood, you're probably just going to see single detached houses. And we have a lot of houses between those, right? We can build things like duplexes or small apartment buildings with maybe just four or five apartments. But right now in the city, those things are really hard to build. And they're called missing middle because, again, it's between just a single detached house and a big apartment building. But also the idea is that this kind of housing in the middle of those two things is more affordable to a middle class person.
So then where is the city hoping to build a lot of this missing middle housing?
So the city's trying to focus this denser housing in what they're calling transition areas. And so these are parts of the city along busy corridors. So as I mentioned North Lamar earlier, that's definitely one of them. Burnett, Enfield, for example. On those roads, if you drive down them, you'll see commercial lots or big apartment buildings, so lots of stores, lots of apartments. And the idea is that as we get closer into the neighborhood where we see these single detached houses, that we're transitioning from a really busy street to a more secluded residential area. So the idea is that as we go from big apartment buildings, maybe we get fourplexes where you have sort of four apartments or four townhomes together, to duplexes, to single detached homes. And so the city is really trying to concentrate this type of housing on those busy corridors as we move into the neighborhoods.
But Audrey, some pretty loud voices in the city's central neighborhoods have been concerned about preserving old homes in the city. So how does the proposed code deal with that?
Yeah. So again, we've been talking a lot, Jennifer, about building new housing in the city. But the city, this new proposed code does have something for folks who want to preserve existing housing. So if you live on a piece of land where you have a house that's 30 years or older, if you preserve that house, if you say, I'm not going to knock this down, you can actually build more on your lot. So it actually erases some regulations for you if you want to build something else on that piece of land. So you could build a smaller unit behind it and rent it out if that would help you with your mortgage. Maybe you build a small place for, you know, a family member to live. You know, we call them mother-in-law suites sometimes. So the city's trying to incentivize preserving this older housing, which can be cheaper, but also giving the people the opportunity to build more if they agree to preserve it. So all these things and a lot more is what the Planning Commission has been talking about for several weeks, and they're scheduled tonight to take a vote on this, on recommended changes that they'll send to city council members. Planning Commission meeting starts at 5 tonight. You can sign up beforehand to testify in front of commissioners.
And Audrey, we should point out, you had a list of about three vocabulary phrases related to the Land Development Code, but there's more.
Yes, there are many more. but we're going to have five terms online, so you can read a little bit more about this online at KUT.org.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thanks, Jennifer.